Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty, a daily podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Going to do a rundown of the quarterback situation. So I've been tracking the quarterback tracking matrix over at Analytics of Dynasty. So doing some updates on it now that we're through the first initial phase of your of free agency. So we still have time, still have trades. Those things are all totally possible, but this is sort of where we sit as of right now. So talking like mid to late March here. So yeah, like the last week of March, I guess. So running down, and I'll just do these in terms of the natural draft slot. I'll just run down them because that's how I have them on the sheet. So Jacksonville, I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be the locked in one. Minshew potentially on the move, so we'll see there. They have drawn some trade interest with them. And honestly, I'm sure if you're bringing in a new franchise guy, you probably should get rid of the cult hero guy behind him. Like, you should just, like, thank you for what you've done, but you don't really want to create a situation for him, you know, or a headache where everyone's clamoring for the backup guy. Like, yeah, just your success is now tethered to Trevor Lawrence. Take what you can get for Minshew. I get that line of thinking. The Jets still have Sam Darnold, so we'll see there in terms of 102s in play. Zach Wilson's been highly thought of, as being commonly linked to the Jets. Sam Darnold potentially in trade interest as well. So both of those things are interesting there. You know, is Zach Wilson a smokescreen? You know, we'll have to see. Deshaun Watson, with all that entails in Houston, not sure what what is going to happen with which team he's on, or what is going to happen with which, what his play situation is going to be like, given all of his legal problems and all that stuff. So we'll be on the watch for that. A lot of moving features there. Probably one of the most moving aspects of it. For sure. So, all right. So let's take a look here where there's some more stability. Matt Ryan, 2-year deal. A restructured basically makes it a 2-year deal. So I looked at the numbers. He's going to take up 24% of their cap next year. That's just crazy. So he should be back. I really like this if we get some longevity out of him with that staff. I'm really excited about this one. Joe Burrow, again, he's back and should hopefully be recovered from his injury in time for week 1. So, we're rooting for Joe Burrow. Jalen Hurts, the Eagles sit at 6. There's plenty of mixed messaging coming out of there. So I highlighted this on the free agent podcast earlier this week, which was essentially that he was, that they came out with this statement to the media basically about that, hey, we're just going to take, we're not, you know, Jalen Hurts is our guy. We're not going to, we're not going to give up, we're not going to basically create competition for him, any of that stuff. So, so let's see. Let's see that. Now, all of a sudden, we get them potentially being suitors for Deshaun Watson. I don't buy this whole thing that they're just going to roll with, Jalen Hurts. They might. That might end up being true. I'm debating about whether I should put Jalen Hurts in the 2021 starter category. It's something I've toyed with. I think the most likely outcome that he's their guy. I don't think that they're pitching this certainty thing. I don't think that's right. I think it's maybe it's closer to 80-20 or 60-40 or whatnot, but I have a hard time buying this as actually being true. Khalil Tate is the backup there. At the minimum, I would expect them to do something with the backup position. So we'll be on the watch for that. Jared Goff with Detroit. Again, I think this looks kind of like a multi-year deal. Could be wrong on this. They have so many other needs. I mean, obviously, quarterback is a need. But for any franchise, so I'm not meant to underplay that. But yeah, I mean, they have a lot of other holes to fill. And if you sort of made it really good around Goff, could he be good? Yeah, I think so. So that's the angle that I expect them to go with. Teddy Bridgewater, and if you look at the contract, like, it's pretty favorable over the next 2 years for them to, for Jared Goff to have some security. So that's kind of what I'm looking for. Carolina has Teddy Bridgewater currently. It's like the, yeah, he's our current quarterback. Got it. Understand that. Can read through those lines. So they've been linked to Carolina. They've been linked to, Carolina has been linked to Deshaun Watson. I think that would be a really interesting fit. Obviously, the loss of Samuel creates a little bit less of a landing spot there, but you know, you still have a couple of pretty good wide receivers and a good running back and all that entails. So we'll see what their market is, how interested they are in a quarterback. This kind of feels like a Drew Brees injury type situation if you're trading for Deshaun Watson. Like, this is a one that could really remake your, you know, remake your future. So we'll see how that all unfolds. Drew Lock, another team up in Denver, they pick at 9, firmly in the quarterback conversation, the Deshaun Watson conversation. I think if one of the top 4 guys were to fall to them, it's going to be tough not to be at least given that really hard thought. So that would be my take on him, is that I don't think he's the answer. And if he's not, you got to get one, right? So I think that them being in on Watson would make some sense. I'm not sure Houston would want to do that deal. I don't know. 9's tough because you're probably not going to get your quarterback. 10, Dak back to Dallas. I did comment on, and I did that Supermax quarterback contract podcast earlier this week. That was obviously recorded before Deshaun Watson was embroiled in all this stuff. It's down to basically a couple of guys. I think the top 2 are Dak and Mahomes for me in terms of that security and all that. Like, that's the Supermax tier. So, if Deshaun Watson gets all this stuff cleared up and isn't suspended and has his contract and all that stuff like that, then we're in much better shape with that. But I do think we whittle that down. Dak is firmly in that top group there. Daniel Jones, I have in the 2021 starter category. They haven't been much rumored to be in talks for a quarterback or anything like that in the draft. So I think I think he's going to be the guy. So we'll see. They get him some help with Kenny Galladay. I would eschew any sort of Daniel Jones, Josh Allen comps. I don't like, you can't make that as your operating theory because it's such an outlier. All right. The San Francisco 49ers, another team that's probably interested in Deshaun Watson. And so we'll see what they can do to potentially pull that off. I'll probably do another show here on wide receivers. I will just note that among the qualifying wide receivers over at Next Gen Stats, the targeted air yards, right? So that is how far down the field you are targeted on each attempt, is Deebo Samuel, 2.1. You want to know where that ranks? Dead last amongst wide receiver or tight end qualifiers by over 2 yards. The next closest wide receiver to Deebo Samuel, so Deebo Samuel's at 2.1 yards. Next closest wide receiver, Juju Smith-Schuster at 5.8. Larry Fitzgerald at 5.9. The tight ends are closer because they're just essentially dump-off type situations, Drew Sample and Jonnu Smith. Deebo Samuel does not threaten Brandon Ayuk. So just so we're clear on that. Wide receivers that you are really building around don't average 2.48% of your air yards. That's just not sort of how that operates. So just keep that in mind. All right, so he's a gadget player at best. So just wanted to get that off my chest. I'll probably talk about the receivers in another show. All right, so that is, I think that they're in. Yeah, I think the most likely outcome is that Jimmy G starts for them. I think that they're still open to the Deshaun Watson deal. We'll see how that all boils down. But yeah, I think, can they ever get a quarterback? Can they ever get one that's a big deal in terms of, an elite quarterback because that offense could really cook. And I think Jimmy G probably is undervalued just in terms of some of the production stuff, or it's all Shanahan. Justin Herbert's locked in with the Chargers at 13, so feel good about that. Can put Kirk Cousins. I was quizzical, and I'm still a little bit tempted, a little bit, I guess, on the fence about the 49ers thing. I guess Kirk Cousins could be a guy that lands there. I don't think it's going to happen. I think if that action was going to happen, it probably would have happened already, but maybe people are waiting on Deshaun Watson. I don't know. I don't think Minnesota is going to find a better option than Kirk Cousins where they're at, or even if they could get, you know, multiple firsts or something from San Francisco. That doesn't help you. I mean, I guess if you want to package 12 and 14 and go to 5, I mean, maybe that helps you, but I don't know. I don't find out how you're going to do better than Kirk Cousins. The Patriots at 15, Cam Newton, his background, a 1-year deal. I'm not going to say that one's set in stone. Could something happen where that changes? I think so. But yeah, that's, I think, the most likely outcome. So I'd say like 95%. There might be like a 5% outlier situation there. And even if like they draft like Mac Jones, for example, I don't think that they're going to like start him week one. So maybe, you know, maybe Cam isn't the starter for the full year, but I think he's probably most likely the week one starter. Kyler Murray with Arizona, he is locked in. Does he take a step forward? If he doesn't take a step forward, is their coach fired? If their coach is fired, what does their offense look like? And that could be a year from now. And so we're sitting here with a first round startup pick wondering those questions. I don't want to be doing that in the first round. Derek Carr, 17. I think he's back with the Raiders. Again, I can probably move these guys over, and I'm going to get burnt on outliers because that's kind of how this month is operated. So I'm putting him in the starter category. I think he's back. He's going to be a starter someplace. I think he's back with the Raiders. Sort of be my hunch. Yeah, that's unless Russell Wilson gets traded, which I guess is still possible, but sounding less likely. So I'm going to put Carr to the Raiders, and I feel confident that if he's not the Raiders starting quarterback, he's the Seahawks starting quarterback. So just be mindful of that. Tua back with Miami, not certain on it. I'm not certain on it yet. But he does get the help of Will Fuller, so we'll see there. I think that's still a potential moving piece. Alex Smith is obviously out with Washington. In is Ryan Fitzpatrick, so like there, him on a 1-year deal. Said he wasn't guaranteed a starting job. He's going to win the starting job, would be my assumption. Andy Dalton, a player who said he was guaranteed the starting job with the Chicago Bears. I think it's interesting from a quarterback two perspective. You do have a couple of weapons, and we'll see if they can get some better. Carson Wentz with the Indianapolis Colts. We'll see if he can reclaim his career. Ryan Tannehill locked in with Tennessee at 22. The big, still the big piece, him and Watson, Russell Wilson. They're at 23. You know what? They don't really have a backup situation either at this point. So we'll see. They have time to address it. Geno Smith's a free agent. They usually wait until like absurdly late in the calendar to actually sign a free agent. It's like this ongoing gag, I guess, that they have. I don't know. It seems like an ongoing gag anyways. We'll see sort of how they finish out their situation. But him and Watson are the big chips to watch. The rest of the guys pretty locked in down here at the bottom, except for a couple of situations. Ben back with Pittsburgh. I don't know, Mason Rudolph is an uninspiring one injury away guy. It doesn't really help much, I don't think. Jared Goff out for the Rams. In is Matthew Stafford, so we like that. Cleveland back with Baker. Baltimore back with Baker. Baltimore back with Lamar, excuse me. Yeah, he's not starting for two teams. Obviously the Saints with the loss of Drew Brees, they're in a Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill type competition, I guess, type, you know, full-on quarterback open casting. So we'll see how that all goes. I think Winston should win. Well, I will say I'm open to the idea that Taysom Hill can play quarterback. I'm open to that idea. I don't think that I think this is a little bit of a running gag that they have with, you know, with the taste, some of the Taysom Hill stuff. But yeah, I mean, could he play quarterback? I think he could. It's going to look different. Probably not going to necessarily love it for, we don't love the running quarterbacks for scrambling. We don't love the running quarterbacks for receiver production out of the backfield. So that'll be something that we'll have to pay closer attention to there with Kamara. But yeah, I do think he can play quarterback. So we'll see there in terms of that. Some of the metrics on him, some of the big media comments about him were pretty lackluster, but some of the metrics on him actually look pretty decent. So I'll say too, the other thing, when you look at some of the metrics on Tua, they weren't probably as bad as I think some people would think. So just be mindful of that. Aaron Rodgers back with Green Bay, Josh Allen back with Buffalo, Patrick Mahomes back with Kansas City, Tom Brady back with Tampa. The thing that I'm looking for here is the Patrick Mahomes offensive line situation. We saw how that went. Didn't go well in the Super Bowl when they lost both their tackles, and now they're both gone. And what does that sort of look like? So they're going to try to have to fix that position. We're definitely going to watch that. And if they're not going to fix the position, are they going to make some stylistic changes in terms of their offense? How does that look? You know, they haven't gone out into the receiver and dipped their toe in the receiving pool. Is it going to be some more two tight end action, right? Is that how it's going to look? I don't know. Be on the watch for that. I think that's of the big guys. It doesn't scare me about Mahomes at all, but of the big guys, that's the situation that I'm sort of monitoring and watching for. So, all right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Till next time, continue embracing the variance, and we will talk again very soon.